Blog Talk Radio.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Share of rainbows in the sky. Before I start to ask the question why, I've fallen out of love too many times, but now I see the possibility.
Alrighty, we are here and we are live here on this Tuesday evening. We're glad you are here as we have our angel lady. That's right, Marilyn is here. Marilyn Pasek from Arizona. And she is probably smoking hot right now. It's probably about 110 or so in Phoenix right now. And no, I do not wish I was there. I'm saying that because of the heat. Marilyn's going to be taking your phone calls. That's right. Get in line and speak to Marilyn. All you have to do is two things. They're very easy to do. One, call in the number 347-884-8245. And the second thing you have to do, and the last thing, press the one on your phone. That's it. That's it. Free readings as we do on Journey into the Light 99.999% of the time. I want to make that clear so everybody knows that. So, one other thing I want to make clear is please know that the free readings, I think most people know this, but free readings is on the radio show only. I have had a certain former guest who, for some reason, keeps getting listeners calling her wanting free private readings. And I think most people know that free readings are on the radio show, folks, okay? With all of our guests do on their private business, I mean, obviously, just like you and I, for our time, you know, we have to be confiscated. We have to be paid for to support ourselves and our families. So please honor that. And I didn't know I needed to say this, but so I think, like I said, most people know that. But anyway, so call on in. And if you want to contact Marilyn, you can contact her at her site. So we do have it all linked up here on the show page. Website is there for Marilyn, phone number, and also check out Marilyn's two spiritual groups, her new spiritual groups. If you haven't joined already, click on them. They're right here on the show page. You can do that while the show's going on. I'll be doing that again, as I have on each show, and adding friends of mine onto Marilyn's pages and getting those numbers to grow. So there you go there. Okay, as you guys are calling on in to speak to Marilyn, we're going to go ahead and bring her on to the show. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael. Hi, Michael. Hi, Bonnie. And thank you very much, Michael, for saying I'm smoking hot.
Well,
nobody
know,
said that to me in a long time.
Oh, I meant that in several ways, of course. So.
Well, you know I'll pick up on that, Michael.
Well, what is it today, about 108, 109?
It's only supposed to hit about 108 today.
Oh, is that all?
They were
saying
100,
cool.
Yeah, they were saying 109, but they've reduced it by a degree.
Oh.
But by the weekend, we're back down into the 100.
Back down to 100?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I had a person contact me from Las Vegas a little bit ago, and she said it was 111 there. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives about an hour and a half north and west of here, up by Sedona, a little town called Clarkdale, Cottonwood. And she texts me Sunday. She says, is it hot? I said, yes, it's hot. She goes, it has to be, because she says it's 100 degrees here. And I go, wow. And they're about at, I think, an elevation of about 3,000. So they're usually a good 10 to 20 degrees cooler than us. And for them to hit 100, that's hot.
Yeah, I imagine so if you're that high up. So, yeah, like that type of season. I know you started already, you know, just in June it gets that hot already. I thought you waited until July or something.
No, June can be on and off. I remember years ago back in the 90s, and I was still just, I was an x-ray technician at the time, and I was working this one job. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and I was listening to the radio, and I think at 10 o'clock in the morning, it said it was already 110 degrees out. And I went, oh, no, and I ran out to my car, and that's back in the days for people that are old enough to remember cassette tapes. And I had a cassette tape and a plastic container, and it already started to bubble and melt. And that's the hottest day on record here in Phoenix. It reached 122.
Wow.
Now that's hot.
Yeah, that's really hot. I remember...
If that happens this summer, Michael, I'll invite you out. How's that?
Yeah, save the ticket. I remember, back here in, it had to be like 07, 08, something like that. Here in Oklahoma, we had an extremely hot summer. We had 63 days of 100, above 100 degrees. 63 days
wow.
above 100 degrees, which is normally in Oklahoma, we have about 5. So that was, I mean, it was every day for like 2 months straight. It was
And you have
really
high
bad.
Humidity there too, don't you?
We do. Of course, it gets that high. It starts to go down. But it was, don't want to go through that again.
I know. My brother passed away on August 15th in Kansas City. And so we were all out there, of course, and I remember going to the bank and taking care of some of his stuff, and I looked up at the bank, and the sign said 100 degrees, and it was 100% humidity. And I'm like, oh, I'll take the dry Arizona heat any day. I'm like, how dare you die when it's 100 degrees out here?
Yeah. Whew, that would be really bad. Really bad. So what are we talking about today, Marilyn?
I don't know whether you've seen any of my Facebook posts today, but I'm on a roll today, Michael. First, I want to mention I'm on the air live each Monday night with Chuck Bergman and Michael. And if you guys didn't get a chance to listen last night, I would highly advise listening to the archives here. Michael can tell you how to do that. But do not open your door for anybody. If you're not expecting somebody, if you don't know them, you don't have to open the door. I've gotten a huge response after our show last night, so I want to bring that up. So just listen to the archives from last night's show, and I explained my experience I had last week with people showing up at my door. But today, I get up really early in the morning because I take a morning walk, and this time of year you got to get out there early. So I'm just sitting here listening to the news, waiting for the sun to come up. And they showed this clip of this lady in Iowa that went absolutely berserk at a stand at McDonald's. And she was all upset because she didn't get her chicken McNugget or whatever it's called quick enough. And she literally climbed up over the counter and was beating on this girl and throwing things off and kicking things off. I don't know whether you saw that, Michael. And you wait. You mark my words. One of these days, we're going to have the protective covering like they do in the banks for these fast food places because people are just getting crazier and crazier. But what got me the most with all that, they interviewed a girl that caught it all on video on her phone camera. And they asked her, they're saying, why were you filming this? She goes, well, I just wanted to see how far they would take it. And it really struck a chord with me. I'm like going, why are you standing there filming this when you could have been there helping? Now, I understand if people don't want to get involved in an altercation, but instead of filming, call 911 first, and then you can film if you feel like that's what you need to do. And it reminded me of a couple weeks ago that I haven't shared with you. I was at a store in a tiny strip mall, and this little lady came over to me, and she hardly could speak English. And at first, I thought she was wanting something like money or something. And as I took a closer look at her, I could tell she was like really in stress and under duress. And between her broken English and my little bit of knowledge of Spanish, I understood here this car had jumped up over the curb landed on the sidewalk. The only thing that stopped the car was this great big pole, and it literally landed within inches of a couple restaurants that are right there that people were sitting outside eating. And this lady that was talking to me, she literally had just walked right by there like about 2 minutes ago. If she had been 2 minutes later, she would have got careened. And so I walked over there and she followed me, and I wanted to go see if there's any kind of help I could offer it. It just happened. There was no policeman there. There was no ambulance or anything. And I started asking around. I go, where's the driver? Is anybody hurt? Because I was an x-ray tech for over 20 years and I do have medical knowledge. And as I looked around, it didn't strike me then, but what this thing on the news reminded me of, nobody was offering assistance to help. I think the manager of one of the restaurants came out and was kind of talking to the lady that had caused the accident, but everybody else was standing around videotaping. What is going on, Michael? Why can't people help? I understand not wanting to get involved in an altercation, especially if you've got no self-defense or weapons or anything on you. But if somebody could be hurt, you know, why, you know, even if you don't have the medical knowledge, you could run into a store, get a rag, you know, just sit there and talk to the person, call 911. Don't assume somebody else already has. Make sure that help is on the way. And that led me to putting, I have an angel page on Facebook. It's Angel Messenger Marilyn Posick. And I posted a question today. And I said, I have a question for you. Upon retiring for the day, do you A, feel content with everything you have done for the day? B, wonder if you could have done enough or that you could do more? Or C, don't you really care about anything that you've done and what's going on around you? And if you, however you want to answer those questions, if you take, you know, it's your life, and I understand that and I respect that, but however you answer those questions is what's going on in your life. If you're a caring, nutrient, loving, kind person, want to help other people as well as helping yourself, that says about the people that you're going to attract into your life and the kind of person you are. There's other people that aren't kind of sure, like maybe they wonder if there's something else they could be doing, or maybe they're not doing enough. Then look around at your life and look at the people that's in your life. Maybe the people in your life are kind of wishy-washy. And then if you're just a person that would rather take a video and, you know, it's more important to get this video on your camera and probably post it on social media and you just don't really care, then if things aren't going right in your life, maybe you want to take and reevaluate that. So that's my high horse for today, Michael.
That's a pretty big high horse. But no, I like the high horse because that is so true. Because, you know, people are, it's such a video society. Everybody wants to tape it, upload it, get it on, you know, so they can, you know, impress, I guess, their friends and things. And, you know, videos is all fine and good and, you know, pictures and all that. That's not what I'm saying. But when someone needs help, you know, as long as you're not risking your safety, I understand that, you should do one or two things, like you're saying, either help and or, you know, I always think the first thing you should do is call 911, even if you want to help, get the authorities there. I mean,
absolutely.
That's what I did. You know, my mom had a heart attack in the car, or my brother, you know, had a motorcycle accident and hit his head on some high beams and almost died. First thing we did was call 911. And then we went, you know, and see what we can do to help them. But get the authorities there that know what they're, you know, the experts. That's how I
absolutely
feel.
And I don't think people should assume that they've been called. It's not going to hurt to call again. You know, you're not going to get in trouble. And what really got me was this girl that was getting pounded on in McDonald's over something totally, totally stupid and silly. It's like, oh my goodness. And think about this, folks. That could be your daughter. That could be your sister. That could be a mother. That could be a grandmother. It doesn't have to be McDonald's. It could be anywhere. And if that was your mother, your daughter, your child, your parent, your sibling, your friend that was getting wailed on, wouldn't you be appalled if everybody was standing around and paying more attention to making sure that they got that video? I would just be, like, flabbergasted.
Right. Yeah. That's a great point. And like you said, briefly, you know, like we talked about last night, you know, if someone rings your doorbell and you don't know who it is, like who's coming over, you know, people think that they have to answer it. At least some people do. Like it's their duty. It's not your duty. You don't have to answer your door.
There's nothing in
the manual of life that says you have to answer the door.
Exactly. Just like that one lady, I think our first caller last night, that called in and said, thank you for this. She says, because I always answer the door. And I don't care whether you live alone or like you have a whole family with you, whatever. If you don't know that person, not expecting that person, you don't have to answer the door. In fact,
yeah.
I highly advise against it.
Well, get this, you know, my son, as I've said in the show before, his main job is he works full-time for Domino's, so he delivers pizzas, and he said, you wouldn't believe, Dad, how many little kids just fling open the door. Just, they don't know who's there, they just fling open the door, I mean, and they could be snatched, it only takes a second, and they're gone.
Yes,
and
exactly.
When our kids were little, they never did that, they always let us open the door if we were going to open it. So,
yep, that's how I was taught. That's a good point, too. Wow. That's scary.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. So, safety first, especially, well, and you know, we say, Marilyn, like in today's society, but as I was telling the story about, you know, my grandpa and how, you know, he didn't open the door, and he, you know, back in the 60s, that was Charlie Starkweather out there in the middle of the night, who was, you know, if they would have let him in, they would have killed my grandparents. So even back then, you know, there was still, I think the big difference between today and then was, you know, there's not the videos, there's not the constant news. So you didn't really hear about it a whole lot back then.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just like, as I mentioned last night on the show, my one neighbor had seen these guys coming up, you know, like consistently for several hours last week. And she says, Marilyn, they kept coming back. And I said, yeah. And she says, why didn't you just answer the door and tell them no? I said, because you don't know who they are. She goes, well, they didn't look like bad people. I don't know what a bad person's supposed to look
right.
like.
they don't have a sign on. I'm a mass
no,
murderer.
No, they don't.
I think it was Ted Bundy in Florida, you know, who killed so many girls, and he was, you know, so attractive, and, you know, girls just, you know, thought he was, you know, went anywhere with him because he didn't look like a bad person. So.
Right. I worked in the federal prison for 4 years, and not all of them were bad-looking people, you know.
Right.
So you just never know, folks. Just take caution. And
right.
just, you know, if you see something going on, report it. Just like today, I ran up to the store, and my best friend Joe has moved like within 5 minutes of me. And I ran by his house today just on my way to the store, and I noticed his garage door open and a car inside that wasn't his. And I thought, well, maybe he had somebody in there working. So, and he works. And so I went to the store, did my thing, came back, and the garage door was still open. That car was there. So I pulled on a side street, and I called him. And we've got such a connection that if I'm calling him, I called him from my cell phone. Normally, I will talk to him on my home phone. But we have such a connection. If I call him from my cell phone, he answers no matter what because he knows that something's going on. And he goes, oh, I forgot to put the garage door down. Could you do that for me? So, and he was very grateful. It was like, oh, my goodness, him of all people, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that's another thing, you know, that people do. A lot of times in the summer, they'll leave the garage door, like, you know, half open, I guess, to let the heat out. I don't know. I've never done that. But I know a lot of people do. But a lot of people, because of that, they've gotten, you know, things, you know, taken from their garage because they're not, you know, it's open.
Right.
Or sometimes, you know, it gives you an opening, you know, to get inside the house.
Well, not only that, but there's certain parts of Phoenix you got to be really careful of because snakes can get in there, especially rattlesnakes. I know
yeah.
a friend of mine got bit by a rattlesnake that was in the garage that she had no idea.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. On that show that Chuck and I talk about a lot, the PD Live, they showed where they had a call out for a snake. They called in, and even the officer was scared of it. It was pretty scary. And making a lot of noise. My son was like, is that all that whole noise coming from that snake? I said, yes. Do you see its little tongue going up and down?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you ready to see who's on the phone lines, Marilyn?
You bet. I'm off my high horse now, Michael. I just had to get that point across.
Those are great points. Those are great points. And while you're listening to the show, hop on over to Marilyn's two pages or group pages. The links are right on the show page. And click on it, join. And one is Marilyn's Angels, the Guys. And Marilyn, I've increased that total to 209 for you. And,
well, thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. And I'm going to work on the other one here while we do the second half of the show, which is the other one is coping with grief and loss. And I do love that picture you have up there of the sun gazing over the lake there.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I do want to say to any listeners that want to join the group, and if you want to contribute, you know, if you have something that you feel that you find that will help people deal with their loss, help them cope with their loss, or if you have, you know, an angel picture or angel message, please feel free to share that to these pages. That's what they're there for. I'm trying to create a community where we can all help each other cope with our grief from a loss and all create more information about angels and helping one another.
Yeah, and that's really a great, I love that video of that lake because for folks that, you know, can't get to the lake and need some, because water just has a certain sense of serenity, of calmness, cleansing, I find. And I could sit here and blow up that picture and put the sound up and really
cool.
Meditate.
I meant to share one. I got one on my author page that I posted yesterday where somebody was out in the ocean. There was like a school of over 2,000 dolphins, and I haven't shared that yet. It was really cool to watch, too. You'd like that one, Michael.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've got the lake on right now with the audio. I can hear the wind. Wish I could put it on the air, but it just doesn't kind of work that way. But anyway, folks, check it out. And so I'm going to put a little heart on that one from me. And let's take our first caller. let's go to... Pennsylvania, let's bring in a dear soul. Let's bring in, I believe her name is Bonnie. Now, this is not the other Bonnie. This is another Bonnie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Good to hear you.
Thank you. I never had a reading from her before, but My main question is, what do the angels say about my husband? And his name is Joe, if that helps you.
Okay. Hi, Bonnie. How are you doing this evening?
Today I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting, Bonnie, is your husband ill?
Yes. Right now, he's fighting something right now.
Yeah. And does he have something wrong with his hands? Like, does his hands shake a lot?
He's going through detox.
Oh, okay.
With alcohol only.
Okay. Is it affecting his lungs, too? Because I feel like he's having a hard time breathing.
He has anxiety, but he does have asthma.
Okay. Does he believe in angels, Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you guys to do is go to Archangel Raphael, and he's the healer angel. I feel like your husband right now is like, he's kind of on an up and down swing. Like, I feel like he, deep down, he does want to detox, but when it kind of like comes to a surface, he's hesitant about it. Does that make sense to you?
No. Last Thursday, he hit his rock bottom, and within 24 hours, he's in a detox by Palm Beach Institute, if I might say. He got very awarded, and he seeked this out himself. And today's the last day for the detox. He's going to the counseling center tomorrow, and this is like miles and miles and miles away from Pennsylvania. He's way down south in Florida.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm getting, like, the hesitation. So you have to stay really strong with him and let him know that you're there to support him. And talk to him and you about Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is the healer angel, and he radiates to the color green. So I don't know whether you guys have phone conversations a lot, but I really could see, like, imagine, like, I'm getting goosebumps with this. Imagine you talking to him on the phone about Archangel Raphael. And imagine taking that green light and turning it into a big heart. And so that the heart is connecting the two of you with this beautiful, beautiful green light of healing. And
can I do that myself?
Yes.
Can I do? I'll be allowed to talk to him tomorrow, so I could just do this without telling him, because I don't know if they're going to monitor our phone calls, but I can do this in my mind.
You can. It would be the best to try to talk to him about it if you feel like you can over the phone.
Okay.
Or you can just say that I'm sending you a green heart for healing. Because, you know, you can just say, you know, green is for healing, and I'm sending you a green heart to heal. And
Do you feel he's going to stay the time that he needs?
Yes. But he also needs to have that reinforcement from you, that strength, that confidence.
Yes. I was able to speak to him today, which is rare, but the counselor said you called every single day, which I did. And I told him, don't worry about nothing at home. We're all good. He said, Bonnie, I feel better than I ever did in a long time. And that's
good.
Just from being without, it was beer, and he feels better in vodka. He's better than ever, you know. And I got so happy hearing that voice that I heard way back 30-some years ago.
Perfect. Yeah, I feel like he's really committed to this and really strong to this. That he just needs your confidence and your faith and to, you know, whether he hears you on the phone or whatever, to know that your support, like, you got to be strong. And, let him know how much that you do love him, that you do care. I love the fact that you said to him that, you know, don't worry about anything. We've got this handled. You know, my main concern is for you, and I can't wait to start our new life together.
Okay, I will say those exact words, and I'll say the green heart for healing. And I will say it's Raphael, right?
Correct.
correct. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that 100%, I believe. Thank you very
and
much.
Bonnie,
yes?
Bonnie, one other thing, too, they're telling me, when you talk to him on the phone, bring up a happy memory that you guys shared many, many years ago, like maybe in the beginning of your relationship or right around your marriage, like at the very beginning. Bring up,
okay.
Think about it. You know, you don't have to answer me now. You don't have to say anything now. But think of something that was a really, really happy, fond memory and share that
okay.
with him on the phone and say, I want to get this back. Remember the fun that we had doing yada, yada, yada. I'll be so excited when we can do this again.
I thought of something today even before you said that, and that crossed my mind probably about a couple hours ago. And it was a day. It was the 3 days, 4 days before we got married. We did something fun. And I wanted to bring that up to him and say, remember this. And
absolutely.
It was wonderful.
Do it, dear.
So I,
yeah,
with
do
you
it.
Saying that, is my dad guiding him from the other side?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Your dad's got, what I'm seeing, your dad's got angel wings. He's a very strong person, and he's got the angels with him, and he's sending the angels to him, and you can do that in your prayers along with your dad helping him.
Is there anybody else on the other side that you can say that's helping him? He has several
family members.
Is
there an uncle that has passed as well?
An uncle. Yes, it's a great uncle,
okay.
But...
it doesn't matter. Because I'm getting the dad is definitely there and an uncle's with him as well. Is his mother passed?
His sister.
Who's the mother figure that has passed? Is your mother still alive?
My mother is alive, yes.
Okay.
His mother's
alive,
too. I wouldn't know
There's a mother-like figure, so maybe has his grandmother passed?
Yes, both grandmas passed.
Okay. This is all on his side, not your side. So I
That's
feel
correct.
There's a mother-like figure. I don't know whether he was close to her as a small child, but know that she's with him in spirit as well.
And how about his younger sister? She was born the same day as him, and she chronically passed due to a traumatic situation.
I'm not getting she's with him as strong as the other ones that I just mentioned.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that she's not there. It's just I'm not picking up her energy like I am the other one so strong.
So then
all right,
the
honey?
Uncle. Oh, you got I wrote everything down. Thank you. And Michael, tell Michael
right.
Thank you too. Bye. Have
all
a
right, honey.
Evening.
Have a good evening. Good luck, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care, Bonnie. We're praying for you. All right. All right. Very sweet family.
Yeah, she's a happy soul.
Yeah, her mother, Carol, listens to this show all the time, and her husband and her dad, you know, Bonnie's dad just passed away several months ago, and he had Alzheimer's, and he was in the center for a while, and but not too long, so he didn't have to be there too long. Anyway. I've gotten to know the family, and they're very sweet mom and daughter. So that was great reading, Marilyn. So let's go to another sweet soul here, Marilyn. Let's bring in from Georgia. We haven't heard from him in a while. Let's bring Melvin into the show. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call today.
No problem.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to just weather the storm.
Okay. What's your question tonight, dear?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be having surgery on the 22nd of this month, and it's on my left knee due to an injury on my job, and I just want to know what do you see this being a successful surgery and a speedy recovery. What are you seeing on that?
I'm seeing it is going to be successful, but you got to listen to the doctors. Do you have a hard time listening to the doctors and doing what the doctors tell you?
Oh, no. No, ma'am.
Okay. Because I'm seeing that the surgery will be successful, but not to push it too fast. So if the doctors are telling you to rest and stay off of it, definitely listen to that. And I got to ask you a question here, Melvin. Is your father passed?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And was he in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
Because he's saluting you right now.
Wow.
I see your father with you, and I see him in a uniform, and I see him saluting you. Were you in the military as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you in the Navy?
Marine Corps.
Okay, because I'm getting like a big boat or a big ship. I'm sorry. I know in the military they don't call them boats. Sorry about that. I'm sorry?
I went on a med cruise. I was on a ship for 6 months.
Okay, because I'm seeing a big ship associated with you, and I'm seeing your father standing over you, and he's giving you a big salute. And he's very proud of you, and he's telling me to tell you that there's calmer waters coming on the way, that you got to keep the faith. You got to stay strong. You got to stay true to yourself, and don't let society, don't let life, don't let other people like keep interfering with who you are and what you're meant to do. Have you just recently found a white feather, Melvin?
Found a what now?
A white feather?
No, but I was at work one night, and there was like a, I don't know, it appeared to look like a feather, but it was like a violet-like color. I don't know, it was something a little tiny. I don't know if it was a feather or not, but it was a little tiny. Like,
because your dad told me that he sent you like that. Like he sent you something in a physical form to let you know that he is around you. With your knee that you're going to have surgery on, dear, I'm getting like a lot of swelling with it after the surgery. So make sure that you stay off of it. Make sure that you ice it down and don't push it. And know that you have a bunch of angels with you, not only angels in the spiritual realm, but in the human form too, that will be there with you, helping you, guiding you, and helping you heal. And I feel once you get through this, Melvin, that a lot of things in your life are going to start changing for you.
Like what? Like what? Some of the things.
Like a lot of positive things are going to start happening for you. I feel like there's been people in your life that hasn't really supported you, and I feel like you're going to get like a new influx of people in your life that's really going to support you and help you, and it's just going to create a whole new energy for you. It's going to be a really, really good thing, dear.
Yes, thank you. And I also,
you're welcome.
Yeah, during my injury, I had to get an attorney because I also injured my lower back. And my knee and my left arm, and my left arm kind of flares up, you know, kind of swells up and it aches real bad. But I'm in physical therapy now with my lower back and my left arm. And I just had to do another MRI of my lower back. I haven't read the results yet, but I just wanted to I had to file another complaint against the same company because I'm a greeter at the front door at night, and I sit there and I greet customers in and out the store. But this particular night, about 3 weeks ago, I was sitting there and one of the employees they was getting shopping carts up out in the parking lot. And he ran those carts into my chair and hit me right in the back where my first injury occurred, you know, happened in my back. So, do you, what's going to come of that? Because my attorney filed the paperwork to them again. And the guy,
you know what I'd like
me,
to see you do, Melvin, is get yourself a chair, sit outside in the sun for 5 minutes a day, and bring in Archangel Raphael, the healer angel who radiates to the color green. And sitting out in the sun is very healing within itself. But if you can concentrate, giving Raphael full permission to bring that green light of healing in and concentrate extra green light into the parts that bother you, it's going to help you a lot. And what I'd like to see you with your attitude towards what has happened, it's like, okay, this has happened, and we're going to get through this, and things are going to be better. That's why I'm saying that once you get through the surgery, you're going to have a new influx of people coming in, and it's going to be really positive for you instead of these non-supportive people. So go with the positive, and it's like, okay, whatever's going to be is going to be, and I'm getting rid of this stuff that has been bothering me, and I'm only allowing good things to flow through me. And know that your dad's there giving you a big salute, and he's giving you a big smile. And he's telling me to tell you to stay positive.
Okay.
All right, my dear?
Yes,
good luck,
ma'am,
with your surgery.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome,
all right, thank you. All right, thank you, Michael.
All right, take care, Melvin. We'll be praying for you. Let me know how everything goes.
Okay? I will. Yes,
right,
sir, I will.
Contact me
thank
if you,
you
need
sir
me. All right, take care.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Marilyn, why don't you tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is my name, www.marilynposick, that's POSCIC.com. I am the author of 3 books. They're listed on my website and available for sale on Amazon as well. I am on Facebook quite a bit, not that I'm personally on, but I do a lot of activities on Facebook. If you'd rather private message me there, that is fine as well. As Michael mentioned earlier, I do have 2 groups on Facebook, Coping with Grief and Loss, and Marilyn's Angels, the Guys. And I also have an angel page, too. It's Angel Messenger Marilyn Posick. So, and on my website, there is about 4 videos on there. One that's been hugely popular is a little video along with a lot of information about how to cleanse and clear and sage your home. A lot of people are finding the need to do that right now, so I've got very, very simple instructions on how to do that, along with a little video about angels as well.
Okay, very good. We have all the information here on the show page as well. Very good. I think we're going to wrap it from here because we have to wrap up 5 minutes before the end of the show because we got to get time for the next show to load. Otherwise, they can lock it out. Like last week, we had the problem. So the network told me to do that. I know on the LA show, we end 10 minutes before the top of the hour, so that don't happen. So Marilyn, get ready for next Tuesday. You're going to have a doubleheader.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to say see you next Monday, but, yeah, it's Tuesday. I hope I wrote
Tuesday,
that down.
Tuesday and Tuesday, your normal time, and then you'll have an hour off and then back at it. So that'll be an interesting day.
All right. Sounds good, Michael. Have a great week. And Bonnie, is Bonnie on tonight?
Yes, she is. Let's bring on the little Bonnie on here. She can say hello or goodbye. There she is.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
I was on last night, but just as your show came on, I got booted off of the phone. The phone got booted. The call got booted off for some weird reason. So by the time I called back in, you'd already started the show. So I don't know if you talked to me last night or not.
No, sometimes when I got the two boys on, they get me all confused. And Chuck was on a roll last night, so I forgot to say hi to you last night.
He was quite the character last night, but I enjoyed
yes,
that
he was.
Show, and I enjoyed this one. I think you were right on target with the people that called in, so that was great.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh,
always
you're welcome.
Good talking to you, dear.
You too, and thank you so much for speaking to me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're most welcome. You're a sweetie. All right, guys, you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next Tuesday, okay?
Okay, have a great week. Keep cool.
Okay, yeah, right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck with that. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Everybody, redial as our next show will start. And Sonic Nova will be here, Psychic Medium. So everybody, redial. And we have two more hours left of Journey into the Light. Medium Michelle Fletcher will be here in 1 hour. So a couple great hours still coming your way. Thanks for listening, everybody.